Hey, my peoples, thank you for following me and supporting this channel. I think it's so wonderful to have an audience that is listening to whatever it is that I'm saying, and not just listening, but also participating into the conversation. Now, I've been creating my podcast for a while, and I've been doing that by using this platform called Anchor. Now, I think this might be really great for those that are listening and are creatives themselves and have been thinking about creating their own podcast. So why not pass along the good deed? The great thing about Anchor is that it is free. It is FREE. It is completely free. You do not have to pay any memberships, no yearly memberships, no monthly memberships, just for free. Anchor is a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. So that means you can start in your own studio, your own gallery, behind your desk, basically anywhere. It is very, really, really easy to use and very intuitive. So you know basically what to do and how to publish your own content. Now, did I already say that it was for free? Yeah, I think that is really good to mention that. And another great thing is that Anchor will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more platforms. You don't have to worry about whether you have an Android phone or not, or whether you are working from your desk. You really can start anywhere. I am recording my podcast on my own laptop, so it is really, really easy to use. You can also make money from your podcast, and you do not have to have a minimum amount of listeners. So, if you're just starting out with three, four listeners, or you already have a full-fledged audience with more than 10,000 or 20,000 listeners, Anchor is the creation tool for you to create your own podcast. It is everything you need to make a podcast at one place, and it is for free. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Again, you can download the free Anchor app from any type of phone, or you can go to anchor.fm to get started. I would say start creating, start spreading that good content, and I will see you soon on the Anchor platform. Hey, you guys, my name is Marilva. And I am a contemporary artist with her own podcast called In the Studio with MCJ. In my podcast, I will be talking about my art journey, things I find very interesting, maybe a little bit disturbing, but most of all, coming from an informative and entertaining perspective. Want to know more about what I do? Follow me on the social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, YouTube, and of course, leave behind a comment. That would definitely support this channel, and it would let me know what it is that you're thinking about all the episodes that will be shared on this platform. Stay tuned, keep listening, and share the content with everyone around you. Hey, you guys, this is Marilva from MCJ Studio, and I have a huge favor that I would like to ask you. Now, you are already part of the MCJ Studio fam. And that means that you are already listening to the podcast, you are getting information out of this, you are entertained, or maybe you get informed by whatever it is that I have to share with you all. Now, in order for me to keep the quality of this podcast at a certain level, or even to extend that, I am asking you to become a sponsor to this podcast. You can sponsor by giving a donation, and that donation will be used to grow out this podcast. It's quite simple. Now, the way that you can do that is by going to my bio, and there you will find a button next to all the other buttons, like following me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You will get another screen, and on that screen, you can place the amount that you would like to donate and also choose the method of payment. After that, you basically just come back to the page and listen to all other great content that I have for you. I would really appreciate your donation, and your donation will also exclusively be used for this podcast and to grow it out. Looking forward to it. Welcome to the fam, and stay tuned for the next podcast. Hey people, welcome back to my podcast called In the Studio with MCJ, and I'm back with another episode. In my podcast, I discuss anything that is happening in my artistic, professional art journey that I find interesting, maybe a little bit disturbing, and you know, I just throw a little bit of entertainment within that to make it fun, digestible, and not all too heavy. Now, before I start with my podcast, how are you all doing? Let's have a little check. You're breathing well. I hope that you're eating well. I hope that you're doing well. And I hope that you're just in a well state of mind. I always like to begin my day like that. When I wake up, I'm having my gratitude that I'm awake. My eyes are open. I can breathe in. I can get up. And I hope for you as well that you are in a situation where you can find, you know, some harmony in your life with all the chaos that's going around. Just find that harmony, find that spot where you really zoom into the things and the people in your area, in your network, in your family, your friends, acquaintances, where you can build upon, no matter how many people that can be or how little. If you have two people in your life that you really have a good connection with, hey, you're blessed. If you have 10 people, hey, you're blessed. In each situation, you are blessed to have that. Also, if right now you're going through a period, a tough period, a rough spot, and you know, projects are maybe not really coming in, you know, the work is not what it used to be, maybe your creativity is a little bit down, I really, really hope that you are getting to a point where you can fully accept the situation as it is right now and not to fight it. Just accept the situation and allow yourself to be open for the next step. And I think for me, that has helped a lot. There was a moment in the quarantine where I had a pretty rough spot, and I just allowed myself to be in that spot, allowed myself just to feel it, allowed myself also to say, I don't know what it is that I need to do, and I'm fine with it right now. I don't want to fight it. I'm not gonna sit in a chair in a corner, cover myself with my blanket, and be like, okay, the world is at an end. No. But I also don't have to have it figured out completely right now in this particular moment. And that really was something that gradually allowed myself to receive the creativity, receive impulses, receive my energetic fire again, and not to fight with it, not to force it. So I hope that could be a good thing for you to think about as well, so that you as well can, you know, not just get over it or past it, but just go through it with grace. I can imagine that for a lot of artists, it's a rough spot, but figure out new ways. You know, this is the time that a lot can be done on, for instance, social media. I know it's the S word, but social media can maybe be the next platform for you where you can grow. Maybe this is a great way to venture into new things for yourself. You know, learn, unlearn, relearn. Look at those things, how you can develop yourself. There are so many ways that you can do that. And find out. Find it out. And maybe you want to share that as well. Here at the podcast, you know, like I already said, this is community. I said that in previous episodes, and I love to repeat that. It is a community. It's a place where people can come together. And just leave a comment. Maybe you want to leave a voice message, which is also possible on this platform. I would love to hear them. Maybe you have, you know, a remark, something that you would like to share in that situation. I would say go for it. Definitely go for it. I would love to see that. So now that we have done that checkup, let's go to the rest of the episode. So today I wanted to talk about a subject that for me is still in development, and I think for a lot of other artists that are seasoned, they are a little bit further into their career, and have a more established career. Their name is echoing, meaning that you will hear their name in different spaces or with different people in different areas. I think that they can vouch for this, what I'm talking about. And that is, when you grow your network, you grow your net worth, and you also grow your own development as an artist, as a professional artist, as an emerging artist. I think, and let me know if that is also the case. I think for a lot of people that are in that intermediate phase of their career, or, you know, already advanced part of their career, for me, it doesn't matter how many years that is. Absolutely not. Because you could have been, you know, being in the phase of hobby for 10 years, and now you started for 2 years as a professional artist. Well, you're still an advanced artist to me. But maybe for someone else, they will say, well, maybe you were doing it as a hobby for 2 and you are now professional for 10. And that is considered to be a advanced artist. So for me, it's relative. For me, let me stress and emphasize, for me, relative. I'm looking at how much work are you already putting in. That's what I'm looking at. So for someone else, it can be a different meaning. But for me, that, for me, you know, is linked to what can be considered intermediate or advanced. Intermediate advanced artists tend to have a well-established network. And with well-established, I'm not talking about the number of people that you know. Okay? I'm not talking about the number of people that are following you on a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, or what type of social media place that you are on. With a network, I'm not just talking about how many people that you have in your mailing list. Those are your clients. Those might be potential buyers, potential investors, prospects, business collaborations, partnerships. What I am talking about when it comes to a network and having an established network are the people that support you and or can lead you into the progression of your career. And your progression also can mean the expansion of your career. How far do you expand into the artistic world? So is your name echoing in other areas? You know, it could be two people talking, and one person you have in your network that is in that particular conversation might bring up your name and say, hey, you should contact, for instance, Marilfa, because Marilfa has a lot of experience when it comes to subject B. I think that she will be a perfect fit for this. That is what I'm talking about, having a network, an established network, a well-fed network that allows you to expand and progress in your own professional career. Like I already said, for me, that is something that is still in development. And even though, you know, logically, theoretically, that sounds really sound, everybody would think, well, you know what? That sounds logical. If I know the right people, I know also where I can position myself, how I can present myself, what is important in that in presentation, and also what I still need to develop or acquire to have those capabilities to create the network. All different subjects, all different headings, and we will get to them one by one. So do you know that for yourself? And even if you are an established intermediate or advanced artist, I'm saying in general, the rule, so I'm not looking at those exceptions, the rule in general, that is the case. That's why we know about certain artists that have been around for quite a while, or artists that have been able to connect themselves, get into conversation or into rooms, spaces where they have been able to establish networks with people that have really contributed to their career, to their professional career as an artist. So what does that mean, you know, in steps, in practical, in everyday life? Yeah, Marilfa, that sounds really, really, really nice. But yeah, you know, what does that mean for me? How do I do that? Because I'm sitting at home here in my studio, or I'm in my studio, I'm behind my desk, and I'm working my butt off to get in contact with people, and nobody's responding. Nobody is asking. Nobody. I have the feeling that I'm still here on this platform doing things by myself. That I'm on this platform that says, you're not important enough. Nobody knows you. And I'm thugging it out, actually. You know, thug life around here. And I get it. I get it. Because for quite a while, I was in that same space where I had exactly the same thought. And maybe it's not exactly the same thought that I'm now giving as an example. But this is an exaggeration. So you can deduct what you can recognize into this. And maybe there are things that you also don't recognize into this. Of course. So, I definitely can see that. And maybe I'm going to step on some toes. You know, big toes, little toes, long toes, short toes, fat toes, skinny toes, all types of toes. It might have to do with the thing that you believe about yourself. Yeah. I think no. I dare to say it really has to do with what you believe about yourself. Not sorry. What is the belief? And a belief is just a prolonged thought. And when you have a belief that happens for a long period, then it becomes your habit, it becomes a pattern, it becomes your attitude, your behavior. So what is the belief, that prolonged thought that you have for a while, longer than a month, longer than 3 months, and maybe for years? And I'm not even looking at where it started. That is something that you might have to figure out for yourself. I know I had to figure that out for myself, and I came to really interesting discoveries about that. But it might have to do with the fact that you have a belief about what it is that you expect out of life, expect from yourself, and also expect from people. Maybe you have a belief that no one wants to help you because you are not enough. And enough, fill in the blank what that enough is. Maybe you have a prolonged thought that tells you that you do not want to burden other people because you consider it a bit you being a burden to other people when you ask something. That for me was my belief, because of what I've been through in my own youth and through my life, keeping that as a belief. So because I did not want to burden other people, I did a lot of things by myself. I figured a lot of things out by myself. I know I'm a smart person, but it doesn't mean I have to figure out everything just because I don't want to burden somebody else. That is a very crooked way of doing things. In this particular instance. So we have to keep it in context, right? We have to keep it in context. And that for me was a underlying belief. That first was, I wasn't aware of. And then when it came to my conscious level, I became aware of it. I was like, oh my gosh, no. How did it happen? How could I have had that thought for such a long time? And there's nothing that you can blame yourself about. Let me be clear about that. There is nothing that you can blame yourself about for having a belief, especially an unconscious belief. You're not aware of it. It happens already automatically. So you already go through life doing that. And because you are not aware of it, it happens also automatically that you go for certain situations and you pick certain people, or people pick you based on what you believe and what you exude. You make certain decisions, you avoid other decisions. The way that you discern gets affected by that. The way that you look at life and look at people also gets affected by that. So that's why I dare to say, especially because I saw it in myself and also see it with others when I speak with them, that it really has to do a great deal with what you believe. Now, how does that translate itself to having a network? Having a network actually means not necessarily, giving those business cards out. And we know the cliche things, right? We give out the business card. Hey, how are you doing? This is my name. Yeah, you know what? Give me a call and I'll call you back. Maybe we can do something. You go about your day and never hear about someone else. Or you got a business card and you're looking in your wallet and you're like, oh, where did I get that from? Oh, yeah, that was 3 months ago. Okay, well, fine. That's the situation. But when I'm talking about a network, I am talking about you making a conscious decision to look at yourself and ask yourself. Take a notebook. I always walk around with a notebook. I am not lying, people. I always walk around with a notebook. Take a notebook, take a pen, and start scribbling down all those things that you believe you can give, you have to offer as a talent, as one of your skills, as one of your capabilities. Write them down. Listen, don't go sit in a corner and just think about it. Write it down. Write it down and look at each and every quality. You should be able to write down three qualities. I'm going to even push it further. We're going to go for 10. You should be capable of putting down 10 qualities about yourself. 10 qualities about yourself that you can use when it comes to making a proposal, when it comes to presenting yourself, when it comes to pitching an idea, when it comes to presenting your work, when it comes to making that contact with an organization or a business, etc., 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 etc. Now, if you are not capable of doing this, here is a handy thing that you can do. When you, for instance, know that you are a person who's not really, talkative, and I'm not saying talkative, maybe that's the wrong word. That's not the correct word. Let's scratch that. Let's say you're an introvert. You really, truly, truly are an introvert. You know that you have talent. You know that you execute your work to the T. Okay, nobody can find any faults in your work. You know that you do your work on time, you work well organized, people really can rely on you. You know that about yourself. So those are already a couple of qualities, capabilities about yourself that you can already jot down. But maybe you're stuck on the fact that you are not really strong on a communicative level. So it's kind of hard for you to really go to someone and speak about yourself. That's really like something that's really hard for you. Now, here's the thing that you might can combat that. And this is just an example. So this is not for you to get clear passages for you to walk on and where you can do things for yourself. I want you to figure that out for yourself because I don't know anything about your artistic life, right? So you need to figure that out for yourself. Go ahead, let have, go in the world and figure that out for yourself. But what I definitely can give as a solution in this particular example is that you find somebody who can clearly communicate what it is that you are about. Right? Link up with someone who is an extroverted and can give you tips and tricks on that so that you learn to be more extroverted Because you already know, you already understand that if you have to do a pitch, you have to be able to talk for yourself. If you have to be in a collaboration, you have to talk about your work and your idea, that you're capable of wording it. And if that, you know, if a majority of the work is done verbally, then link up with somebody who can do that. If a majority of the job is done, you know, on a written base, then link up with someone who really can word that down beautifully in a good, strong story, in a good, strong pitch. And you use that, you look at it. Is it great? Is it something that really stands for you? And you can do that as well. And that can help you also, you know, first of all, invest into your own development so that secondly, you can expand and talk to the people, expand your network and talk to the people in the network with whom you want to connect with. That is an investment that you have to do in yourself. But at the base, everybody has great qualities. And I think that we all at least have 10 great qualities about ourselves. So you have a list of qualities right now, right? You took a pen and paper, you took one old notebook somewhere, you took your pen and you write them down. And you look at those qualities and you look in your environment and you start asking yourself, with whom can I cooperate that will be that will say, hey, I can use you for a certain situation. I can use you for a certain project. I can use you for, you know, a particular job or a commission based on those qualities. Because in any network that you're in, the reason why I'm so stressing that, in any network, people are also going to look at what is it that you are capable of giving me. We want to come in contact with these people that we would like to have in our lives that could be the next bridge. They can bridge us, or they are the people that we want to come in contact with, or the situations that we want to be in. But we are not thinking about, well, what is it that we are bringing along with us? You know, our offerings. You come with a basket of fruit and you come with your offerings, like, hey, how y'all doing? Here I am. You know, you're not coming with your basket of offerings. If those baskets of offerings is looking really scarce, okay. You know, the person that you want to come in contact with or that the connection, it's not really going to happen because they're going to look at you, well, based on what is happening, you're coming to me, not the other way around. So there's nothing much, not much that I can offer you, right? The other point why this is so important for you to jot down in your notebook on your qualities is maybe there is a quality that you have to develop a little bit more, and it is standing in your way. I believe that there are people around you that can tell you when you show them those qualities that they might say, oh man, at these six ones, you are awesome. But I don't know why you put this one down because I really don't consider that to be so. And here is why. Now, please ask people that you know, when you hear their opinion, they are capable of really giving you reasoning for that. You know, they can explain it, and they explain it in a good way. They explain it well. They are not hating on you. Don't go ask your haters or your enemies, your frenemies. Don't do that. Ask people that know about you, know about your work, they know how you work, or maybe people that, you know, they might not know a lot about your work, but they know you. They have seen your personality. They're capable of telling you what it is that who you are. Because maybe you will come to a point that you might not really be so flexible. You think that you're flexible, but you talk with somebody and they are like, I don't think you're so flexible, friend. I don't know what you consider to be flexible. Maybe you have to explain that to me, what you consider that to be. But I don't think you're so flexible. Right? Maybe you have put down that you're a good listener and the person says, no, you're not. Because every time I tell a story, you interject me. And it's like, oh, yeah. And that person might tell you like, and if you start interjecting other people in their stories or whatever it is, then you're not giving that person the chance to explain who they are and possibly if they can do something for you. Right? You might have written down that you have good discernment, and a friend says, you absolutely do. You have a great way of making good decisions. You have a great way of weighing out what the options are and which one would be best for you. You have a great way of meeting the right people. You have a great sensible way of X, Y, and Z. Fill in the blank. So it might be in your interest also to write down those things and see if they are correct. You know, that friend or colleague, business partner might say, well, I think your strongest point is because. And then you might hear something else, or you might hear the same thing. Anyway, it can be really in your benefit to do that. It can really be in your benefit. Having those strong points then allows you to have this basket of offerings. And then you really can go out into the world and say, hey, listen, I'm new. This is my name. But listen, here, I have seen your work and I've seen how you do your business. I really think I can, you know, help you with that. Or I would like to know more about what you do. Or I'm having a question and I hope that your expertise can help me with that. Would it be okay for you to spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes with me? Because you know what you're coming with. You already know what your issues are and or you know what your strengths are. So making that connection with the right people, keep on asking, keep on looking around you, can really build up your network. You get to grow. That's why I said having a well-established network will lead to your own development and also lead to an increasement of your own net worth. I think the part of net worth is a lot easier for people to understand than the part of your own personal development. Because, yeah, who doesn't want to make more money? And if there's someone who can help me with the next job or next commission or next fill in the blank, then yeah, that would be great. But what does it do for you in your personal development? And with whom are you having that network with? Really, really important. So that was the thing that in a conversation I had with this acquaintance, I was like, man, I really have to take a good look at myself. Because you hear it a lot of times, like, look at your network because that determines your net worth. Yeah, that I understand. But in our conversation, or I have to say, and in our conversation, it just became more and more clear that me getting into communication, interaction with different types of artists is only going to expand the name Mareuva MCJ Studio. It's going to expand that name, echoing. Your name is echoing. It's going to linger with people. I had a talk with this and this and this person. Hey, I got a couple of things and this might be great for her. And here's the next thing. When you're someone who you're open, you have an open character, you say what you mean and you mean what you say, being transparent, being kind. Mind you, not nice. Go look up the word nice and you will understand why I say don't be nice. Be kind. You have a character, you have a backbone, you smile. Nobody wants to look like at a sour face. Nobody wants to do that. You smile. You show that you are excited about life, even though it has challenges. When you're capable of showing that you are excited about life and you are also genuine in your requests, in your inquiries, people will tend to help you even more. I kid you not. I kid you not. A lot of times, now looking back, I got a lot done based on the fact that I know I have a good personality. I have a good personality. And it's also something that I had to work on. Trust me, it's also something I have to work on. Being more proactive, asking questions, being a good listener, not just waiting until the other person makes a step, but gracefully offering services, gracefully saying, "Hey, I can really do that for you," or "Have you thought about this?" Giving suggestions, not pressuring other people. Those things I had to learn. I really had to learn that. But they really can help you in getting in touch with the right people. And when you're in touch with the right people, your name stays, it lingers on. But in order to do that, having a good personality, and yeah, we all have our different opinions about that, but let's just kid on one accord. Having a good personality, at least those things that I've just described, having that, your name will linger. Your name will linger. Really, it will. People will just remember the feeling that they had when they were conversing with you. If it was a really good conversation and you can see that they are interested in what it is that you have to say, and they also see that you are genuinely interested, not just sucking up, but genuinely interested, your name will linger. Is it favor? Yes. Is it wrong? Hell no. Of course not. Why wouldn't you make use of that favor based on the mere fact that you have developed yourself to be that person? Why not make use of that? Why not? And that was, just to make a sidetrack, that was, and I make a lot of sidetracks, I already know people. That for me was also an issue that I would, I really was self-aware of, oh, I don't want to come over as being, manipulative or slimy or overly complimentary to someone's needs, giving too much. But that was also like an underlying belief that I have. Remember your belief. What is it that you believe about yourself? When you know about yourself, I have something to offer, I have something to give, then you will really make work out of that and you will let people know, yeah, and I'm proud of that. So, what is it that you believe? Right? What is it that you think you have to give? Write down those at least 10 things. Listen, if it's really hard for you to mention 10 things, ask someone else. And maybe you can add to your list. Because you might be surprised what other people would say about you. And you're like, oh, I never thought about that. Well, niece, it's true. You are this way. So, ask other people. And then also understanding that your personality works along with that. So if you have a certain belief that is really being, it's working against you, you have a negative belief, that has an impact on your behavior. And people are going to say, oh, that is just their personality. They really not that, they don't really have a positive outlook on life. While it might be just your belief. And it's not easy to change that. It's going to take some time. Or it might not have to take a lot of time because the moment that you are aware of it and you know what the consequences of that have been, you might want to change right away and get on with it. Get on with your life. So I really hope that this is a great way for you to, just have a different perspective on when it comes to having that network. We hear, like I already said, we hear a lot about people saying that your network determines your value. No question about it. I'm not talking about your self-value. What I'm talking about is your net worth. Can you transmute your communication into, let's say, a pitch, a collaboration, a partnership, or just a new someone in the network that might lead to someone else? Are you capable of doing that? That adds value to you. And let's be honest, in the world of business, who you know is important. Who you know is important. So yeah, that really does add to the net worth. And I also just wanted to stress how important it is that your belief plays a lot, it plays a major part into this. Your belief is definitely something that you, if you are unaware of it, man, it can lead you into situations that you're like, I just don't get why things are going this way for me. I want differently, but it just happens to be not the case. It's mostly of beliefs that we are having. I don't know if you have seen this picture. It circles gazillion times on social media, and I don't know where, but it's this iceberg, and let's say 95% of the iceberg is underwater, and you just see the top of the iceberg poking out from the surface. And that's basically also the same thing with our beliefs. We think we know a lot and we are aware of a lot, but it's just so much more that is subconsciously and unconsciously in our minds and determining the people that we meet, the choices we make, how we eat, what we don't want to eat, how who we pick as a partner, who we partner with, our friends, etc., etc. A lot of it, how you look at money, how you feel about money, do you feel comfortable about money? All those type of things, beliefs. And there's a ton of scientifically proven, scientifically oriented, spiritually oriented information that you can look into, which is very interesting. I would definitely suggest you to do that because it gives you just a deeper understanding of how you are standing in your life and how much of it really is in your own hands. A lot of it is in your own hands. A lot of it is in your own hands. So I just hope that with all these pointers that I'm giving, that you're looking at it like, okay. I didn't look at it that way. Exactly. This is the time now to do it. Hey people, thank you so much for supporting today's episode by joining into this chat. I really appreciate the fact that you are taking your time out of your schedule to be part of this. Really, really appreciate it. Now, you can support this podcast in three ways. First of all, you can be a subscriber and an active listener by leaving behind your comments and your suggestions on this platform. I really would appreciate to see what it is that you all are thinking. And of course, you can also leave a voice message. Now, those are really dope. I would love to hear them. The second thing that you can do is that you can go to any of my other social media platforms. They can be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Be a subscriber and support MCJ Studio. Now, the third way that you can support this channel is by giving a donation. In each episode on this podcast, there is a link that refers to the donation page of MCJ Studio. There you can leave some coins, some bills, and those will be used for the further expansion and growth of the podcast. As of now, I'm going to say thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Bye-bye.